Baba Basra, Perakei, Mishnah Vav. Arba Midas B'moichrin, there are four types of sales where the expectations of the Moicher and the expectations of the Lekeach don't quite match up. When there's a mistaken set of understanding of what's being sold or what's being bought, we call that Mekach Tois. And this is very, very important. When we introduce the idea of Mekach Tois, we have to talk about Mekach Tois Lu'umas, vis-a-vis the halacha of Oino. In Oino, when somebody undercharges, overcharges, we had in the fourth parak in Bav Metzia, the halacha is that the Torah protected the one who was victimized, who paid too much money, who paid too little money, and he has a right to back out of the sale under certain circumstances, for a certain amount of time. That's over there because Reuven and Shimon made up a mekach, and they made it for a price. There's no mistaken understanding of what's being sold and what's being paid for that sale. So therefore, there's a meeting of minds. It happens to be, it's wrong, because the reason why there's a meeting of minds is because he thought that the price is $2 a pound, and really the price was only $1.50 a pound. But lemaisa, there is a mekach. The wrong party, the misane, has a right to be mevatel the mekach. Over here, by mekach tois, we have a din where, to the extent that there's taka a difference of opinion or a different understanding of what was sold, there's no ktsitsas amekach. There's no upmach between the two parties. There was no agreement. Reuven pulls out of the shop with a car that he thought had a good transmission. 5 miles down, the transmission gives out. Clearly, the car did not have a good transmission. If that's the case, Reuven never bought it. So simply put, Reuven never bought it. There can't be a statute of limitations on that, because there never was a sale. So Reuven just has to get the car back to Shimon, and we're going to be learning about the protim of anytime somebody buys something, it's defective. And who's responsible to get it back to the shop? What happens if, because he bought defective merchandise, that caused him damage? We'll see in the next perek. But here we're going to learn about four cases. There's really two distinctive types of mekach toys. Who could be mevatel the mekach? That's what we have over here. Based on the Hakdama, let's see the dinim now. One case. Mocha loichitim yofois v'nim tzu rois. Reuven sold Shimon that which was allegedly chitim yofois. It was high quality chitim. Some type of way of figuring out what's yofois and what's rois. Lamaisa was shvach quality. It was inferior quality. Halekeach yochalachza, but lekeach is the one who could pull out. That means if the lekeach decides that he doesn't want the inferior quality, then there was no sale. Now, it's true that what sounds like from the Mishnah is that the lekech yochel lachzo, not the moicher. And what that means is that if the lekech says, you know, I really did want higher quality, that's what I thought I was getting, I'm willing to make my peace with it. Before it was delivered or before you had a chance to give it back, the market changed and now he wants to keep it. The Moicher doesn't have a right to back out, and that's because inferior quality is always something that's subjective. So, the Lekech is the one, the party who has his expectations of the sale not met, could decide to be Mevater, to be Moichel on the Mum, not because now he's renegotiating the contract. If that would be the case, the Moicher could pull out as well. But because right now, his Kpeda is the one who decides that what was sold wasn't what was supposed to be sold. Inferior and superior quality is decided by the wants and the not wants of the lekech. So, in the above-mentioned case, if a lekech pulls out of the shop and he has the car, and it starts rattling 5 minutes down, he checked out the car. As far as he was concerned, the owner of the car told him the transmission was in good shape, the brakes are in good shape, the muffler's in good shape, and all of a sudden something starts rattling. He pulls over on the side of the road and he thinks about it. Either he could turn around and he could go right back and he could say, look, it's not what I thought I bought. Or he could say to himself, look, the deal was a good deal. I need this type of car specifically. It's a hard car to find. I'll tell myself that this quality is enough, and we'll consider it mekach don on the car k'may shehu, and I'll put in another few hundred dollars to fix whatever's wrong with the car. the decision of whether it is inferior quality or not will be made by the lekech. That's a subjective decision. He can make that. And therefore, the Mishnah speaks at halakech yochel laksavoy. We'll see. The reason why we're elaborating is because in the Sefer, we'll see not that way. Ro'ois v'nimtzois yofois. Here we have, he sold him a pack of inferior. Over here, it was better than what it was thought out. Over here, the moicher is actually the wrong one. Moicher yochel laksavoy. Not a matter of wrong. It's a matter of the moicher didn't sell what he thought he sold. He thought he was selling lower quality. He was selling better quality. That's not what he meant. So again, he can decide that he wants the sale. He wants the customer. It's worth it. Then he'll be the one to decide inferior versus superior. Rois v'nimtzu rois. Yofois v'nimtzu yofois. Ein echon mehem yochel laksavoy. If it is what it's supposed to be, both rois or both yofois, neither could be chayzen. Seems to be a double pashut. You look at the Rav and the Tosfos Yom Tov, they bring from the Rishonim different pshatim. One pshat could be, the way the Rav says, is that in Echonami, the quality was what it was, but the price suddenly dipped after the sale was done. So you could say, maybe I didn't really mean the Ra, I really meant that. It's a way of somebody, there's talking to somebody who is not happy. But the Taina is not Niskabel. You made up Rois, it is Rois. You can't come and say, the price dipped, I didn't really mean it. Derech HaMoichel Loi Mekach, I didn't really mean Derech Yofois, I meant Rois. You can't come and say that. If you said Rois, it's Rois. Alternatively, one could say that there's Rois and there's Rois Ma'oid. There's subcategories of inferior quality. No. Rois is Rois and Yofis is Yofis. Again, if it's a type of market where there's A, B, C, D qualities, so Kol Echod Lefi, the rating that it has. But those are the Chidushim that would be in this day. Then the Mishnah continues, Shechamsis. Shechamsis is like brown, sort of reddish but brown. V'nimtzis Lavona. We're talking here about types of tvur. It's not about the color. It's a different texture. It's a different type of tvur. So it was completely different than what he thought. Shechamsis v'nimtzis levona, levona v'nimtzis. Shechamsis white, and it turned out that it was this brown. Eitzim shel zayis v'nimtzu shel shikmi is selling wood. It's one type. It's the other type. Shel shikmo v'nimtzu shel zayis. Or yayin v'nimtzu chaymitz, wine, and turned out to be vinegar. Chaymitz v'nimtzu yayin. Vinegar has its own usage. Wine is for drinking. Vinegar is for using. Shneim yichayim laksabayin. Clearly, over here, this case is because it's not a difference of inferior quality versus superior quality. It's a different zach. If it's a different zach, it's not totally in one person defining for him whether that's a mum or not, whether it's called inferior. Over here, it's not what you sold. A person goes to a store and he wants an oven and they send it, they deliver it in a box. He opens it up and it's a refrigerator, not an oven. Did I buy a refrigerator? I never bought a refrigerator. I bought an oven. So there's no sale. If there's no sale, Mamela, anybody can say. Now, if they want, they could renegotiate and make a new sale, but that's something new. Neither one is mechuyev to be on board. It's only when there's a mum that the party who's the mekabel hamum could decide that that level of quality is subjective and he could change his mind. We'll point out one other crucial nafkamina between these two distinct types of mekach toys. The halacha is that the wrong party, the wrong party has to bring back the chayfetz unless the meicher knew that he was pulling the lekech's leg. The meicher gave him a car. He knew that there was something wrong with the car. So then the lekech just leave it on the side of the road. Zagazun, give me back my money. But if not, the lekech has to bring it back. That's part and parcel of mekach toys is that the understanding is that you could be aiming on the quality, bring it back. That halach is only when you could say there is a mekach subject to approval that's on the up and up. That's on the first type of mekach tois of rois, yofois, yofois, rois. But on the mekach tois of an oven to a refrigerator, shechamsis, levona, levona, shechamsis, there's no mechira. So then why should he have to bring it back? I never bought... The delivery man brings it to my door. I never bought a refrigerator. I bought an oven. So he can leave the refrigerator right where it is and he can demand his money back. He never bought the refrigerator. You delivered a refrigerator, Vasat Smith Mir. Has nothing to do with me. That's the two types of mekach toys. It's important to keep that distinction in mind. Mishnah Zayin. Hamoicha peres lachaveroi. Here we're on to Hilchus Kinyonim. We're going to get back, like we said, to other aspects of Mekach Toys. A person sells Peres Lachaveroi, sells a pound of apples. Umoshach Lekeach is Moshach the Peres. Meshicha, by the way, as opposed to Hagbah, Hagbah means picking something up. That's for sure, Kinyon. Meshicha is dragging it on the ground. It does not work in the Reshus of the Moicha. Because the idea of Meshicha is if you don't pick something up, what you're doing is you bring it closer to yourself. It has to be in a place that you could be considered holding on to it. Mashenken, on the floor, in the store of the Moicher, on the property of the Moicher, where he's holding on to it, is in the Rishus of the Moicher. The Lekech, bringing it closer to himself, in the Rishus of the Moicher, is meaningless. If he picked it up, it's not in the Rishus anymore. I mean, it's in the ear space, but he picked it up. It's by him. That's a Kenyan. So Hamoicha Pesach Averoi, Moshach, he made a Meshicha, V'loi Modad. He filled up a bag of apples, very common in fruit stores. He filled up a bag of apples, and he was Moshach the apples. We'll give the example. Somebody goes to a fruit store in Yerushalayim, so very often they have the fruit sitting outside. So you fill up a bag, and you're not moishich of it, you're not on the floor, but you pick it up. Or let's say it's a sack of potatoes. You bring it close to yourself, you're dragging it on the floor. V'loi modad, you don't know how much to pay. It depends on the pound, right? You have to take it inside, you have to weigh it on the scale, and then you'll know how much to pay. But the kinyan really is a fatiga kinyan. The medida and the knowing how much you owe for it when you already want that bag of apples is not ma'akim the kinyan, and therefore kono. However, let's say he didn't make a hagbah or a meshicha, and it was modad v'loi moshach, loy kono. The medida itself only defines the price. It's not a kinyan. If the lekeach is a bikeach, we're not talking over here by a regular fruit store. We're talking over here about somebody, two people are haggling. It's like more like a shuk. And they're going to haggle. The lekeach could always be concerned. He got a good deal. Maybe the meichah is going to see a better dressed customer coming the other direction, and after he already fills up a bag with apples, the mecha is going to be chayzer, and he's going to want the kinyan to be done with the other fellow. So if the lekech is a pikech, and he wants to stop the mecha from being able to be chayzer, he wants to finish the deal, so then soicher es mekoimon, the lekech could tell the mecha, I want this place, even though it's in your rishus, I want it to be kind of for me. I want to have some type of schus here, a kinyan schirus, because I want to be able to be meishich the peres even while they're inside. Lekeach went inside of Meicha's house and he wants to buy 50 pounds of apples. Meshicha cannot be made, like we said, on the floor in the Meicha's house. He's going to have to take it outside and take it to a place which is like there, put it in his car, let's say. But he doesn't want the Meicher to have a chance to rethink it and be chayzer on the sale. So what does he do? He says to the Meicher, give me the rights to use this space where the fruit are. And right over there, he's Meishich the fruit. That's a Meshicha right there. It's a chap. And that's why it's called a Pekech. Halekech Pishton Mechaver. Somebody's buying not apples, not potatoes. He's buying a sack of Pishton, which is flax. It's pretty light. It's not enough to drag it. Meshicha is on the floor. A heavy box of apples, potatoes, you can do that. But Pishtan, since it's light, you don't have to drag it. You just pick it up. You have to take it from place to place. The kinyan on something which is nitn lahagbah is hagbah and not meshicha. Here's where the Mishnah says it. There's a right way to be kind of something. Something that's heavy, you don't have to pick up. It's not normal to pick up a cow. So with a cow, you make meshicha, you koina. A heavy box of potatoes, apples, could be also the same. But a bag of pishton, just pick it up. Not the derech to drag it on the floor. So the kinyan that has to be done on it is hagbah. V'mohoya b'mechuba l'karka, however, if the pishton is still attached, v'tolash kol shuhu, and he just lifts it off the stalk, he lifts it out of the ground, a little bit kono. That itself makes a kinyan, because that itself is taking possession of it. The understanding over here is that there's a whole pile of pishton that's still attached to the ground. If he's toilish kolshu, a little bit of it, he's kona all of it. So what are we talking about here? The Gemara is matmiya. This last line doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says like this. The Rav brings, the Gemara mukilo, The Moichir told the Lekech, listen, I'm hiring you to be miyapet, to do a miktsas tikkun, like a job. I could hire you to plow the field. I'm hiring you to be miyapet li the karka by taking off that which is tallish to it. And with that, you're going to be koina the pishlan that's on it. The way we're going to do that is that I'm going to have you with the schirus of the wages that I owe you for the miyapet. And he took off a little bit pishlan. It's worth a shava pruta's worth of work. So Mele, he's koina the schirus in the karka for that in order to be koina. Once he's koina the karka, like we said, with the schirus of the money, of the job that he did, when he's koina karka, this is what we learned in Maseches Kedushin, called a kinyan agav. When one is koina karka, he could throw in metaltalin to be niknas even without a maisa kinyan. So he was koina the karka. He's koina with that also the metaltalin, the pishtan that was detached, or if you want to say that all the pishtan over here is ready to be cut, the rishonim that hold that all the pishtan is considered metaltalin. Dover that is omidli tolos is considered tolosh, but the kinyan is agav the karka. That's the way one could learn. Alternatively, one could understand that the pishtan over here, most of it is considered karka, things that are attached. It's machlek rishonim. Dover omidli tolosh is ketolish or not. So if you want, you could learn pshat, that's where the Rishbam learns pshat in the Gemara, is that you koine the pishtan that's still attached with the king of chazoka on the karka. The king of chazoka over here is working the land. So that's a king of chazoka. No worse than doing any type of tikkun in the ground, no parts, godar, like we learned in the end of Perkes Sabbatim. And with that, you koine all the pishtan, and the miktsas pishtan, which is takatolosh, that's your koine with kinyan agav. That's the way you have to explain this line in the Mishnah.